Welcome to Everyday Drinkers, episode number 45, Fall Beer Selections. We ask that you respect the laws and drink responsibly. I am your host, Derek Schomer, and I have with me today Luke, Dave, Doug, and Kate, my potentially possible purely poetic pundits of pumpkin puree.
Almost happened.
What, my potentially possible purely Wow, that's really hard to say. Possible purely poetic pundits of pumpkin puree.
It's going penis.
Yeah, I guess I could have worked some penis in there. That would have been good. Sorry about that. So that actually was going to roll off a lot better. I practiced it a couple times, but when you say it out loud that many times, that's tough to do. It's a good. I told my wife. I read it to her. She just starts laughing. I'm like, "You're laughing because it's funny." She's like, "No, I'm laughing because you're proud of it."
Derek, you shouldn't always do what the voices tell you.
Apparently not. So it seemed like a great idea. Anyway, what we wanted to cover today was a little bit about, I guess, seasonal beers, because everybody was talking seasonal, but we didn't want to limit it to just pumpkins or Oktoberfest, because then we kind of run into that issue where some people don't like pumpkins, some people don't like Oktoberfest. I don't know who that would be. So I wanted to keep it a little more open-ended. It's an open forum, really. So,
and real quick, can we actually just give a shout out and a thank you to Kate for making this happen?
Oh yeah, this is all Kate's idea. She was like, yeah, you're like, hey, you guys want to like do one of those podcast things? Because it's been a while, and I looked back, and it's been since March.
Oh geez.
Subject line.
Well, we're in episode, what do you say, 45, and it's been 9 years.
Something like that.
We have a little bit of a random schedule going on.
Right.
I just missed you guys so much.
See ya. Like,
and hey, heart. I can speak this time, which may or may not be a good thing.
Right. That's true.
You look
true.
Great, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're a little sexy bitch.
Look at that.
I was talking about his chiseled jaw earlier. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I want one of those.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
I wanted to get my tits done, too, but they said no.
I was thinking
to resist money.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true. But I, well, they,
I don't
not
leave the house much. I need something to do, you know?
Dude, I'm telling you, I'd never leave the house. My fingers would always be wrinkled.
I actually listened to the last podcast to see what it sounded like. It was bad.
Was it?
Well,
yeah, it was really bad. His jaw was wired shut.
Yeah. Just a dude, little stark.
But dude, think about that. How many other people have done an audio show with their mouth wired shut?
That's true.
We are that's a Guinness World Record or something.
I may be a trendsetter.
You could.
Actually, Doug saw me sort of like mid recovered.
What did he punch you in the head?
No, Dave was fine.
Oh. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, we went out, had a couple of beers. It was good.
That's good that something kind of worked. That's true. Well, that's what you do. You just drink beer. So I'm not too surprised with that.
No, be like a monk, drink beer.
That's right. And that falls right into the theme. So let's just go through our drinking lineup. For me, I'm doing Paulaner Oktoberfest Märzen.
Paulaner?
It's Paulaner. It's Paulaner. Or it's Paulaner. Paulaner, if you wanted to say it in German.
Paulaner.
I was trying to go with the German theme, so I went with the German pronunciation, but apparently I get criticized, so fuck you guys. and Hacker, if you want, or Hacker Shore, is that how you guys would say it?
Hawker.
So you would say Hawker?
You guys.
You white Americans. I don't know what, I mean, I guess Germans are also white, so I don't really know. But, you know, it's what it is, but it's sure, but it has a P in the sound, so it sounds kind of weird. But that's the original Oktoberfest. Amber, Märzen. Those are my two choices. Both of them are completely pumpkin-free. What about
that's
Luke?
Very pumpkinist of you.
I know. I know. I'm kind of like
Widmer Brothers.
Widmer.
This one is the lovely Octo Festival Ale.
Octo Festival?
I also have the New Belgium Red October.
It's pretty bright. Is it really red?
Also no.
No. No. Oh. Well, that's kind of lame.
This is it.
But you have to talk.
It is.
Oh, there you go. Sweet.
Is that a Superman pint glass?
Yes, it is.
That is the shit.
Nice. Yeah.
I have a whole series of DC characters, also Batman, Flash, and Green Lantern.
What? Cool. So yeah, we also did it over Google Plus, so we have some videos so we could see what other people are drinking. And Dave, what are you and your jaw drinking tonight?
I've got, and by the way, the video may turn out to be just a horrible fucking idea. Making 4K night terrors. And anyway, I got Iyengar.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Is this backwards for you guys, or is it?
backwards.
No, it's actually Google's smart like that. It turns it around just for you, Dave.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
And it's also like you're looking right at us, and when you would show it to my face, it would also not be backwards unless you put a mirror in the way.
Got it. Okay. We're in like another dimension here. I don't get it. Derek, it's too much for my small mind. So it's an Oktoberfest Märzen, yes, with the umlauts that I don't know how to
Märzen text. It's an A, long A sound. That's what the umlauts mean.
And then I've got CBC, which is Cambridge Brewing Company, Great Pumpkin Ale, which is supposed to be very good, and we will see. And as a reserve, I've also got Southern Tier Pumpkin. I don't know if I'm going to get to that, because I think I've got two big bottles, and I'm not that thirsty.
Yeah,
well, maybe I think Kate has that too, right?
I sure do.
You have Southern Tier Pumpkin? Is that what it's called? So you were rolling with two of them? I don't have my email open at the moment, because I don't want anything to slow down. But you have two different beers, Kate?
I do. I have the Southern Tier Pumpkin and the Opa Opa Pumpkin Ale.
Opa Opa? Sounds like...
Yeah, I just picked it up because I could get it in a single bottle, and it looked like it would be a good pumpkin beer. And I think from looking it up online, it's a local Massachusetts brewery.
Really?
The cowboy on the front?
Didn't you get the picture?
Cowgirl.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Opa's
easily
funny.
Easily confused, Dave.
Yes. And Opa is actually, it means grandfather in German, so I'm way confused now. It's a grandfather. Oh. But
stop trying to make us learn shit.
Damn it, I'm just proud to be awesome.
And delusional.
Yeah, I know.
Take your multilingual somewhere else, asshole.
This is America.
I don't need your goddamn multilingual. And so we got Luke. Who do we miss? Did we miss anybody? Doug? Doug, you have beer?
Yeah, actually,
I know.
I do.
You don't like pumpkin in your bullshit or whatever.
Yeah, which is...
No, you said I don't like fruit in my fucking beer.
No, I don't like fruit in my beer.
Blueberry?
And like, I don't know, is pumpkin a... Yeah, blueberry? No, fuck that. Okay. Strawberry? No, fuck that shit too.
Fuck that shit too.
Lemon?
Did you fuck a pumpkin? What are you trying to tell us?
I don't know. Can you cut a hole in it and just like leave the insides and it's all nice and gooey?
Is it a great pumpkin?
It's hard to find a good enough one to fit in the microwave, it turns out. Or allegedly.
Wow.
Allegedly.
Wow.
Okay, so I picked up two. I picked up the Harpoon Pumpkin Cider, which I thought sounded interesting because I do like cider and I'm not really into pumpkin, but you know, give that a whirl. And then I went generic because I think most people can probably get it, the Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
I would hope so. Well, everybody in our area, I would guess. I don't know if everybody in the world.
Well, I would imagine that the way that Sam Adams has their brewery set up and their distribution, I think most people can get Sam Adams seasonals. So
probably. Pretty sure we don't podcast Equatorial Africa or anything, so we'll probably be all right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to check my stats.
You'd be surprised.
Yep. All right, how about we go through a little bit of the seasonal stuff then? How about that? This is the, apparently we're in October, so it's appropriate to go through a seasonal. Today we're celebrating a season which also holds one of the biggest parties in the world, Oktoberfest. Luigi the First. I don't know why Luigi's a name for a German person, but apparently Crown Prince of Bavaria ordered an epic wedding party in Munich. And
there was a donkey throwing barrels.
Like Donkey Kong? Oh, I get it. Yes. Okay. No, but that's Mario. Sure. Luigi wasn't born yet. So he apparently got all these massive brewers together, which included Shore and Polliner, as Doug would say, to produce a Munich brew for the occasion. Enter the seasonal Oktoberfest brew. That's where I kind of come in. Everybody else can go their pumpkin ways if they want to. But the wedding isn't really the only thing that justifies the season. We got Märzen, typically regarded as your seasonal beer, brewed in March, which is März in German. So there's another lesson for, you know, our friend over there, Dave. And it's lagered and stored in the fall. So here it is, the fall, and here it is, time to drink it. In other countries, Belgians, I think, they use a lot of their wheat, and they kind of have like that crop rotation thing that you learned about in high school. So with crop rotation, you get a lot of that extra wheat, and you can use some of it for making your beer. This includes the Saison-style beers, which I know Doug likes. which kind of means seasonal as well. He's like, what? No. Along with this, he's no. like, it's just too fucking weak. We've got other seasonal ingredients that I think that everybody loves. Pumpkins, seasons, you know, spices for the season. Also something that's highly available around this time of year. Whoa, Doug, what are you doing?
That's me.
Oh, that's Dave.
Sorry, I'm locked in.
Did you not see those broad gestures?
Oh, you mean that's what it was?
Just playing with my dinky. Leave me alone.
Okay. but because you have all these great ingredients that fit the season, you end up drinking things that are more seasonal, you know, in flavor. But yet, some people, I don't know if you guys think this is true, but they say that, you know, we drink heavier beers in the winter and we drink lighter beers in the summer. But I don't know if it's more of a psychological reasoning or if there's a scientifically founded reason for why we would do such a thing. Like, well, why can't you drink a heavy beer in the summer? I know I do. Does anybody care? I mean, do you drink high potency alcohol in the summertime, or do you feel like you're going to pass out
constantly
and die?
All the time.
Yeah.
Then these people are pussies. They should just learn how to drink.
Yeah. But we're teaching them how to drink.
Damn straight. and then you have the pumpkin spices. And this is, I think, where things get a little shaky for some people like myself. Due to the excess of pumpkins and spices, brown sugar, found in early America, it wasn't really unusual for people to make pumpkin beer. You basically take pumpkin and you make beer out of it. And one of the reasons is they don't have a lot of malts, right? Back in the day when we were colonizing, we didn't have a lot of malts to work with, so we had to work with something. And somebody was like, hey, there's a pumpkin. There's only two things we could do with it. We could drill a hole in it and fuck it, or we can make beer.
They had me at the first.
and so pumpkin beers are born. However, those...
Get the seeds out somehow.
Yeah. Wow. Or put the seeds in. I saw a
pig recently online. That was pretty cool.
You just
somebody
filled the pumpkin?
And put a spigot in it and used it for a party.
What did they put inside? Pumpkin beer?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's a little too
vodka
for me to try. But
yeah, that's a lot of work. Because you know what it is? I don't mind the spigot as much as having to clean out the pumpkin. That's I already do that enough for like the kids. So apparently some of these early pumpkin beers were the meat of the pumpkin and everything. So they were pumpkin beer, as in beer made with pumpkin. However, with the commercialization of everything, I think seasonal pumpkin beers are a little different now. They're using more of a pumpkin pie spice style, cinnamon, brown sugar, nutmeg, cloves, and they're not really straight up pumpkin beer. And I think that kind of is because we have higher expectations than we did back in the day. Because if you guys remember, we used to have to like hide from Native Americans and try to live through cold months and farm our own raw materials for food. And we don't do that anymore, so we can enjoy the finer things in life. Do you like finer things in life? I don't like to drink my pumpkin the original way when I can get some nice, tasty pumpkin brew.
Well, you know I am a fancy man.
See?
Yeah.
You're very upper class. So, Dave, since you're so fancy and you're making so much fucking noise over there, why don't you drink something and tell us what it tastes like?
You want me to do the Oktoberfest or the pumpkin?
Go with the pumpkin first, because right.
we were just talking about it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, this one's called Great Pumpkin Ale by... Yeah, CBC, Cambridge Brewing Company. It's a local one in Massachusetts.
See, I always think it's chicken, bacon, cheese, but okay.
Well, you know. You know, the interesting thing about this one is when I think pumpkin beer, I think exactly what you're talking about. Something really spicy, nutmeg, cinnamon, et cetera.
Yeah, cloves.
This is not that. This tastes like pumpkin.
Real traditional stuff?
Yeah, it smells like, not even like pumpkin pie, like pumpkin.
I don't know. You're not making
it's
this.
It's hard to...
You're not selling
it. It's got a squash kind of flavor scent to it and a flavor to it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm not a big squash guy. I don't know if you guys like squash.
I'm not saying that in a bad way. It's just different. It's not like what I expected, I guess.
But a pumpkin is like a squash. It's just orange.
Right.
It's like a less firm gourd.
I don't like non-firm gourds.
It's actually it's a very firm gourd.
But gourds are kind of like they're hard, and you don't do anything with gourds. With a pumpkin, at least you can hit it with a bat, right? If you hit a gourd with a bat, it bounces. If you hit a pumpkin with a bat, it explodes.
Okay, good point.
That was really my basic comparison, but I don't have any real scientific.
Yeah, anybody ever steal pumpkins in their youth?
No, I wasn't a douchebag in my youth.
Yeah, I was in a group of guys that did that one time, and then we had a truck full of pumpkins, and really, what does one do with a truck full of pumpkins? Turns out to be a real exercise in futility, just pointless.
You actually made more work for yourself. So how does that pumpkin taste?
Could have made beer, I guess. But anyways, it's interesting. I mean, it's It's not as cloying as a lot of the pumpkin beers that I've had before. Like, some of the pumpkin beers are very drinkable. Some of them are very, like, I have an inch of it and I'm good.
Yeah, I don't.
Much like cock for me, but, you know.
Yeah, that's the trouble with cock.
It's got this, it's a nice kind of amber, hazy looking thing.
Yeah, although, it looks like a regular beer.
I'm holding up beer. The webcam for folks listening, and I'm very pink in my webcam, so color balance clearly isn't going to help us out here. This could be green, and you wouldn't fucking know.
That's about, yeah, no, it's still orange. Doug's. It's
a bit orange, right?
Yeah, it's got, yeah. It looks like a, it doesn't look like a pumpkin. I mean, it's more clear.
Yeah, it's very thin head.
You lost me at cock.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Sorry to distract you. It's okay. I actually was hoping for a little bit more of what I expected out of it, which may be the wrong way to approach it. It's much more like a beer brewed in with pumpkin as right. opposed to a lot of the other stuff. Like, Doug, you said you have a Harpoon, right?
Correct.
The way that Harpoon does their spicing, I think you're going to basically be assaulted by it. So it should be interesting.
Right. Well, so then we'll have Doug go next and see if he gets assaulted, and he can compare it against a brew that's. So, in your case, though, is it not good? Like, would you not buy that again?
I wouldn't say it's not good. It's just it's not what I expected out of a pumpkin beer. I'll put it that way. So, if you are used to what pumpkin beers typically are, and you expect to get that out of this, that's not what it is. I think this is more of just a straight up pumpkin flavored beer as opposed to pumpkin spice flavored beer.
That's good. I guess I don't know if I'd like either.
Green kind of, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't. I just don't feel like I want to run out and buy that. No, it's like blueberries in my beer. I guess they don't. It's not like they put blueberries in there and also mint or other weird ass flavors. It's blueberries, and I don't like. I like to eat blueberries. I don't like to drink them. I guess, and I've tried blueberries in a lot of things, and I've never found them to be enticing at all. Mm. Even in lemonade. Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's unique. You know, I'll give it that. I don't know that I would drink a lot of it.
But it's traditional, and traditional is good.
Sure.
I guess.
Yeah, for some value of traditional. Yeah.
So from a more of a non-traditional Doug, what are you getting out of that other one? Are you still not opening them yet because you're still stuck on the 1 inch of pumpkin?
No, actually, I've at this point, have had a couple of the Harpoon pumpkin ciders. And the thing is... The reason that I went with it is we were doing fall seasonal, apples, fall, pumpkin, fall. I thought that it was going to be a really good, interesting thing to try for the podcast, for the theme that was chosen. And it just taking, you know, the first couple of sips, it tastes like a spiced cider. And that's exactly what it tastes like. The ABV is 4.8, so it's really light, and it actually has a nutrition facts and ingredients on it, which I was really surprised to see that on a beverage, and it lists the ingredients: fermented apple juice, pumpkin, cinnamon, ginger, cloves, and nutmeg.
You know why they might do that? Actually, a lot of the ciders, or all the ciders, as far as I know, are gluten free, so people with celiac disease tend to be very, you know, concerned about whatever actually inside of the things, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Hold on a minute.
They should just drink water and shut up.
Doug, you were saying your beer is, it tastes like clouds and lambs and pumpkin?
Yeah, that's exactly what it tastes like. Clouds and lambs and something.
No, pumpkin.
Oh, yeah, and pumpkin.
But it's not a beer, right? It's a cider?
Yeah, it's a Harpoon pumpkin cider. It literally tastes like spiced apple cider. That's what it tastes like.
Okay, now, but it's made by Harpoon.
Yes, it is.
And they're a well-known beer company. So I found that was kind of interesting that you... Now, did you decide to go towards that really because you don't like fruit in your fucking beer? So you figured if you went with cider, you didn't have to worry?
No, I went with that thinking about the theme of fall beverages. Apple is definitely a fall fruit. Pumpkin, definitely a fall
vegetable.
Fruit. Vegetable, fruit.
Is this like that Kevin Bacon vegetable game gone wrong?
Is pumpkin a veg? I don't know how to spell vegetable, but thank you for Google tabulation.
It has seeds, so shouldn't it be a fruit?
I don't know.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I think you might be right.
Well, tomatoes Who knows? Are seeds. Are tomatoes a fruit, though?
Peppers yeah, are tomatoes seeds. Are a fruit. Peppers mm-hmm. are
a vegetable. A pumpkin is a member of the squash family, and it's treated like a vegetable.
Damn it, everything is
treated like a vegetable.
But it's technically a fruit, it says.
So, Doug, okay. does that actually yeah. taste like pumpkin, though? Or if you close your eyes, does it taste like apple pie?
No, if I close my eyes, it tastes like you, Dave.
Whoa. Is that
actually,
a good thing?
I need a screen grab. Can you, like, close your eyes and open your mouth?
I need a screen grab. Oh. Oh, I am feeling more uncomfortable than ever, but that's okay. That's okay. So with that,
I would say that the spices in the beverage itself come through more than what I would. I mean, in pumpkin itself really is such a mild flavored thing, which is why, you know, pumpkin pie or pumpkin anything is spiced all to shit because pumpkin doesn't have a lot of taste to it.
Right.
Yeah, and that's like kind of what seed. I was getting at because the one that I just tried is pumpkin flavored. It's not pumpkin pie flavored or whatever, which is different.
Yeah.
Right. I think I don't know what I'd like better. I think I'd like the cider because it's not pumpkin beer. But I've had good pumpkin beer. Like that pumpkin beer keg we ordered, Doug, or we didn't. Yeah, we did, sort of. The one we did at that birthday party. That was
Dogfish Head.
Dogfish Head. Yeah, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah. No,
there's a lot of good pumpkin beers out there.
It was decent. Mm-hmm.
So Kate, do you want to go next?
Sure. Just pick one of them.
Okay, you do that.
Do you have like mix of Pandaria?
I don't know. It's a random.
Should I just do one of them?
Yeah, you could just do one.
I don't know. So I don't know which one should I start with.
You have pumpkin.
Pumpkin. They're both pumpkin. Okay, so I'll start with pumpkin. This is, okay, it's 8.6 ABV, so it's pretty strong beer.
Nice.
Can I get a fuck yeah?
Yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah!
It's very, very flavorful. It didn't have much of a head at all. When I poured it out, it was very thin head, but it was pretty rich color, like a golden orangey kind of color. I like it. I mean, I don't think Doug would like it. It does have a lot of pumpkin flavor and a lot of like nutmeg or spice, whatever the spice is that they would use for it. But it doesn't taste like, I mean, I think I like Shipyard pumpkin beer, but it does. I think that tastes a lot more fake than this taste. This doesn't really, I don't think it tastes.
That Shipyard shit is awful.
But it's very popular.
I love it.
It's everywhere. So you like the Shipyard.
Mm-hmm.
But that's everywhere. Like there's cases and cases of it at the store.
Yeah. This has a very strong flavor. I just don't feel like it tastes as fake, like, you know, you've poured pumpkin extract into it or something like that. It's just a very strong flavor, but you definitely taste the pumpkin. I won't go into the Opa Opa review yet, but they're like night and day in terms of the flavoring. Like you were talking about in the beginning, how there's beers that just taste like a little spicy and they're called pumpkin beers. And then there's beers that taste like pumpkin. And my two beers are those two opposite extremes, but this one is very strong of pumpkin. So if you don't like that, you probably wouldn't like the beer. But if you do like that, it's definitely tastes more authentic than something like a Shipyard.
So then based on just our cross of those two specific beers, then it looks like that there is at least some demand for the natural pumpkin flavor. Otherwise, I don't think would sell it. Because at this point, it seems, you know, if you've got both of them out there in the market, if one hasn't died off yet, unless it's a new experiment, but I don't think so. If one hasn't died off yet, then it's probably somebody must be buying it, just not me.
I actually had some of the pumpkin last week.
Did you like it? What did you think of it? You probably thought it tasted fake.
No, I didn't. I liked it, but I found it very strong.
It's really strong.
Like they gave me a half pint of it at the bar, and I only made it about halfway through it. Mm-hmm. It just was too much. Like it felt sticky. Almost.
I can
sweet, too cinnamony.
Can totally see that. And it's funny because I don't like sweet at all in anything, wine, margaritas, anything. I don't like the sweet, but this is kind of sweet, but I can see what you're saying. Like I've only had a few sips of it, but I don't think I would even have, well, I got like the 22 ounce bottle because I just, that's what the way, I didn't want to get a six pack, so I just got a single bottle. But
I did the same thing. I have this same bottle in my fridge right now. Okay. And, I was worried about opening it because I was like, I'm not going to be able to make it through this whole thing.
No, you know? No. And
it's cool to share with people, I think, you know?
Yeah. And I'd rather just like drink half of it and dump it than have like a six pack and be like, yeah. Oh, what am I going to do with the other five beers? But so yeah, I wouldn't even drink the whole, you know, the whole beer, but
do it.
Because it's that, because it's that strong.
Actually, but, have you ever had Goldschlager?
Yes, who hasn't had Goldschlager?
All right, well, to me, it tasted like a regular pumpkin beer that somebody dumped Goldschlager into.
Oh, wait a minute.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, but not in a good way. That's like a lot of cinnamon. Like a
cinnamony kind of vibe.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
It would only be good if it had gold in it.
I have a bad memory of Goldschlager. On my 21st birthday, I went out to the House of Blues and drank shots and shots and shots of Goldschlager. I wound up throwing up
little Nobody little does that.
Flicks.
I remember that story.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Oh, that's not good for you. Well, I mean, in general.
Brings back bad memories in general.
Yeah.
I think that's one of those drinks that I will never, ever get over.
Yeah, well.
So, pulling us back into the review, I would say...
No, tangent! Tangent!
Owned!
I would say that... That's a perfect description, Dave. It's just very strong. It's just a strong, and not, I mean, it's high ABV, but it's just a strong flavor, and you can only have so much of it. So you might have like one glass or one beer or whatever and leave it at that. But I don't think it's an overwhelmingly like cloying fake taste. It's just, this is a lot of flavor.
Yeah, I can't picture sitting down and drinking a six pack of it.
No.
I don't know. I guess, I'm guessing somebody out there must. But it's way overdone. Like it's like a lambic. If I'm gonna have a lambic, which is like just that fruit flavor infusion, I will just have one. And normally you only buy them in one. You don't buy a six pack of lambic. I don't even think they sell such a thing because they're smarter than that.
It's funny that you say that because I don't even know if they sell six packs of pumpkin.
Maybe
I just
they
saw
don't.
It in the single bottle. I don't know about you, Dave, but
I've only seen the single bottles as well.
Yeah, and so maybe draft that once. That's the point, you know.
Draft. That's insanity.
Yeah, that's when I had it the first time.
That's crazy.
But it's one of those places that has, you know, 85 beers or something on draft, so.
Oh, I guess that'll do it. So then you're back on that. You're kind of covering the beer from the perspective of, I'm just going to shove pumpkin into my whatever fermentation process, I'm guessing, where it's not just a bunch of spices and go, hey, it's seasoned. It's not a pie. It's not a pie beer. Luke, do you have any pie beers? What are you drinking?
No, I do not.
Okay,
I
what
only
do you
have the pumpkin and the red, the seasonal red.
What are you gonna do first? Do it.
I have been drinking the Octo Festival Ale, which actually that might not even.
Yeah, it might not be true at all.
It doesn't have a pumpkin.
He's drinking Natty Ice.
So I think it's just actually I think both of them are reds. To be honest, it's an enjoyable beer, but I think I am glad that I only have the one.
What, so you get a? Is it like a big one? Like one of those?
No, it's just a regular bottle. It was an individual, build-your-own-six-pack kinds of deals.
Sweet. Those are the best, especially for these type of brews, because you never know what you're going to get, so you want to have something that's not, you know, you don't want to have six beers that taste like ass. If you get two that taste like ass and the other ones are good, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Are we doing ass beers next time?
No, that's next time, yeah. Next time.
Euro skunk.
Yeah, Euro skunk beer.
Heineken.
So how's yours go on the pumpkin flavor? Like, is it intense?
No.
No?
No, it's a hint.
Oh, see, that's not too bad.
A little bit of a hint of it, but yeah, it's not too bad. But one of the things that I found is, and I don't know why I completely forgot to do it here, if you especially have a pumpkin beer, is if you line the rim with cinnamon, it's quite tasty.
Really?
I like to line the rim with cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon
burns a little, but you know, it's worth it in the long run.
Of course. I mean, you never know when you want a little bit of cinnamon around your you know, yeah.
So, I like to be prepared.
That's good. I'm glad you're prepared. Have you ever lined it with sugar? I mean, okay, back to the beer. have you ever lined it with like sugar or something like that? Actually, how would you even do that?
No, just cinnamon.
Yeah, because sugar, that's kind of nasty.
I noticed that when you order a pumpkin beer at the bar, they always ask if you want the sugar rim thing, and it's just not my thing.
It's to get the edge off of what you're about to ingest and go, whoa. You're not really sure if you're going to like it or not, I think. So do you like? Is it a beer that you're not a big fan, or it's okay for the season once?
It's okay for the season once, I'd say.
All right. Well, that's fair, I guess. So I'll pass on that because I guess I pass on a lot of them. So far, I think I've passed on everything you guys have suggested. That sucks.
So we're winning you over.
You're kicking. Yeah, you're kicking some ass. I'll do mine next because I think I'm in line. So what I picked was the, I'll do this one because it's running low, the Hacker Shore Original Oktoberfest Amber Marison. And this is a tasty beer, but again, I don't know. It doesn't make me think of the season because it tastes like a good beer. It's a mild beer. I don't think, Doug, did you have one when you're here? Because I knew you were hunting around for some beers.
No, I actually left those alone so that you had plenty for tonight. Although, in retrospect, I probably should have had one so I could
live it with
comment.
Me.
Comment. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a good beer. It's light. It's refreshing. It's crisp. It's not overpowering. It's not potent. It's let's see what the percentage is on this thing. There's got to be one, right? Percentage, 11.2 fluid ounces. Hey, they cheaped out. I should be 12. 5.8. It does not taste like it's even 5.8. I would say this is even lighter than that. It's a nice amber color, though. I guess if... You know what I don't mind, speaking of pumpkin, is pumpkin-spiced coffee. But...
Really?
Yeah, and maybe it's because I don't have a six-pack of coffee in the morning. But, you know, this is a six-pack of beer. I want to be less enjoyable.
You're an engineer.
I didn't say I didn't have three cups, but, you know...
Hey, I actually bought pumpkin-spice English muffins yesterday.
I don't know if really? I could do that.
I haven't had it yet. We'll see how it goes.
Pumpkin munchkins at Dunkin' Donuts are good.
See? It's just my beer. You know what? I just don't like a very sweet beer. This beer's got a little bit of dryness. So it's a little bit of dryness, almost no hop, and a nice rich flavor to it. But it's nothing intense. It's like an amber. I don't know. I think it's good enough. It's a good Oktoberfest beer, but I don't sit down and go, it's the season for Oktoberfest. This is... you know, a new experience. Where when you have a pumpkin spiced beer, you take a sip or a smell and you're like, okay, we know what month it is. So I'm not getting the festival of our season, but it's still a good beer.
So wait, the only way you know what month it is based on what beer you're drinking.
Yeah.
That could be a problem.
Well, no, I mean, the other way is when people come dressed up and knock on my door. That's just weird. Besides Dave.
But honestly, to talk to your point about what you're saying about the Marison is... I mean, those are good, very even, very mild down the road ambers that are generally just well put together, noble hopped amber beers. I mean, that's all they are, and that's what I expect when I have an Oktoberfest beer versus when I see something that's like harvest beer or pumpkin beer or anything. As soon as I see pumpkin, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have fucking allspice, I'm gonna have cinnamon, I'm gonna have ginger, I'm gonna have nutmeg, and that's true. All I'm gonna fucking taste in my beer. And that's, I do not want to taste that in my beer. And when I see Oktoberfest, I know I'm gonna have a good amber.
Okay.
And that's what I want to taste in my beers. And so when it comes down to talking about drinking a good Oktoberfest, what I expect is a good even crisp amber beer. I don't want it too hoppy. I don't want any fucking spice or any shit in it. I just want a fucking good beer to drink.
That's fair.
And Oktoberfest beers should be session beers. They should all be under 6 ABV. They should all be like low 5.
You know, that makes sense, and I can understand that. It's just that when it's like when you drink something that it yells at you on what the tastes are, you can get lazy, right? You could sit down and go, oh, it's a seasonal beer because I taste pumpkin all up in my business. But at the same time, what you're saying is more like if I was to have a winter festival or a party, or if we did, you know, like we did at my father's house the other week, you know, if you're having Oktoberfest at that time, now the beer marries the event you're having as opposed to trying to come right at you and be like, dude, it's time for this beer. You need to eat this allspice. Put it in your mouth, right? This is more subtle, and it's almost better for an event than it is to sit down and contemplate the years past, if that's deep enough.
Right, and when you think about Oktoberfest, when you think about Germany, there are all-day festivals. People are drinking beer all day long, and you need session beers for that. You don't want to be – you don't want people drinking 8 ABV or 7 ABV or even 6.5 ABV beer all day long. You want them drinking like 5 at most.
Yes,
they're still serving to you then in liters, though.
Yeah.
From what I remember vaguely.
Right. You've got to worry about that still.
Yeah, there are pictures of me out there somewhere. Yeah. I don't want to talk about.
Well, how about you talk about your next beer then, Dave? Do it. No pressure.
I still got half a pint of this orange pumpkin stuff left over. Yeah, so now I've got this Anger,
yeah, I think it's, or Iyengar. Anger? I think it's Iyengar.
Yeah, I like Anger.
You can go with Anger if you want.
Speaking of which, I saw an interview with a Scottish guy recently. They were talking about this kind of homemade moonshine stuff, and he goes, yes, it's 99% potato and 1% violence. That was great. Anyway, so this is a Märzen, you said?
Yeah.
All right. Being a Märzen, I agree with Doug in that it should be very much like an amber. What I found is that in general, they tend to be a little bit sweeter. This is
they actually do. They tend to be like on the malty, sweeter side, and they're very low hop.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And that's probably why I like it, because, you know, I'm not much of a hop head. The other thing that I found is that the German Oktoberfest-y kind of beers tend to be a little bit lighter than what the Americans tend to do. I think it's a little bit like the whole IPA thing that Americans did, where everything just became super overhopped and stuff.
Yeah.
I find them to be crisper.
Crisp?
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I just don't want to put words in your mouth, but no, I find that the German, like the Polliner or the Warsteiner Oktoberfest, and like they have a malty, but they're a lot cleaner than what you find in the Oktoberfest that like Harpoon puts out, or like the Sam Adams puts out, or who else puts out a Oktoberfest that's a big brewery.
What about Brooklyn Beer? Do they do one?
Yeah. I don't think so, actually.
No. Well, then never mind. Not Brooklyn.
How about Budweiser? Do they do one?
Probably under some who knows what. They're sneaky fuckers at this point. They put out so many beers, and you have no idea if they're Budweiser or not.
That's true, because they're all under their own weird-ass names. So go ahead, Dave, with your in-depth review.
Yeah, in depth, right? It's a decent Oktoberfest kind of beer. It's about what I expect out of a Märzen. It's nothing terribly exciting, but it's not bad. And the best part, though,
you can drink it.
It was on sale.
What?
Sale is good.
$3.99.
Yeah, $4, which is a little harsh for
one beer,
a pint, basically. Shit, yeah. I got ripped off. Fuck them.
It's on sale because it's from 4 years ago. Best sell by date was
probably, right?
You know, 2006.
So yeah, nothing spectacular, but you know, very drinkable. It's actually done with a nice palate cleanser after the pumpkin.
And you know what though? I think at some point that most of these beers that are Märzen and like a refreshing crisp beer for the season isn't really exciting. It goes back again to when you're drinking them in 6 pints. That's when it gets exciting, right? When you
find yourself on a tabletop dancing with a bunch of chicks, it did its job.
Right.
You know? Success.
Yes.
Hey, what do you think? Who do you think's giving me a call at this time of night? I'm just going to ignore that. What's area code 602?
Picture of the dick that I sent you.
Oh, maybe. Area code 602.
That's Arizona.
It is.
I got a sack and crack, but it's just for you, and you just keep ignoring me. It's terrible.
Man. All right. Well, I got a call from Arizona. I don't know what's that sound like.
Oh, you know what? I've been getting ones from Arizona recently that have been some kind of weird spam. It's like a scam thing.
Oh, great. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to take my email.
I referred them to you. I don't know if that was inappropriate.
It could have been, because I have to get my email address out of my Facebook profile, I think, because I got this message that says, don't show anybody else this. And it's like some private chat cam from this person that says, my friend gave me your number. I'm feeling tipsy right now and a little bit sexy. I'm like, what? So I just shut it off and went
to bed. Are you sure that's not me?
I don't think so. But it says, hey, Derek, are you up?
I'm feeling tipsy and a little bit sexy. Yeah, that's the typical date.
Doesn't that sound like me? I mean, completely, right?
I get those texts all the time.
Yeah.
From you.
I can see that. That makes more sense.
I just feel left out.
Yeah.
Put your email address on Facebook.
Yeah. This is solved.
Like, who does that?
Well, I do.
My phone number.
I do. I bet you it's all there.
I put my social security number and PIN up. I want to see what happens.
Well, you can Did we get Dave done? Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, you're done. You want to go now, Kate? What the fuck? Dave's getting all stalkery. All right.
He's getting.
What, am I too close?
Yeah, he's getting like way up in my business. that kind of bothers me. I'm good to go when you're ready to go. Kate, I'm gonna throw it to you. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kate, you want to go through your next beer, please? Your next pumpkin-ish thing that you said was totally different than your other beer?
Yep. Okay. So it's the Opa Opa Pumpkin Ale. And hold on. I'm just trying to get it up in front of me here. Okay. So it's very, very light. And I was looking at it. I think I told you guys earlier, it doesn't have the ABV printed on the bottle. So I was trying to find it online, and a couple different sites said that they didn't know what the ABV was. But
what?
I did find on Untappd, it appears to be about 5%. So it's very light. The style says pumpkin/yam beer. I don't know.
Whoa.
Not about the yam part, but if I didn't know this was a pumpkin ale, I would just think it was like an Oktoberfest type beer. Like I don't really taste the pumpkin, so, you know, for some people that would be really good. I mean, it's good for me. I actually really do like the beer, but if I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have a beer that really tastes like pumpkin, this probably wouldn't be it. But it's, you know, it's got a little bit of the fall spice to it. When I poured it, it was the same color as the pumpkin, but it had a really thick head on it, as opposed to the pumpkin, which didn't have any head at all. And so it's definitely tastes more carbonated, lighter, goes down very smooth. If I were going to drink a couple of them, I would definitely go with the Opa Opa. But if I wanted like a single beer that just really tasted pumpkin-y to me, I would go with pumpkin. And again, like the pumpkin is like almost twice as much ABV. So they're just the two opposite extremes of a pumpkin beer.
So which one, if you had to choose a beer right now, if I said you one or two and I hold both of them out to you, which one are you picking?
For general drinking, Opa. Yeah. For a strong pumpkin beer, pumpkin.
All right. So
I just wanted to say real quick, Opa Opa is, I don't know if I said this earlier, but it's a Massachusetts brewery, so that's great.
It's good.
Local brewers.
Yeah. Support your local brewer.
Good job.
By the way, have you ever tried a Pump Can, which is by, yeah, I know, Wachusett Mountain's like right up the street from me, so.
Pump Can.
A lot of their stuff gets around, but they have a canned beer called Pump Can, and it's actually pretty solid.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
No. I know, I could tell. I thought he was kidding too for a second. No, you never know with Dave.
No.
All right, that's cool.
I trusted you, Dave.
I know, I'm sorry.
You let him down. hey, Luke, what do you have any other beers?
Yes, I do.
Do
I've
it.
Been drinking the New Belgium Red Hoptober. And it was interesting because, Doug, you said that you didn't want anything such as nutmeg in your beers. And right after you said that, I took a taste of this, and I just got hit in the face with nutmeg.
It'll do that.
It's kind of crazy. Having more of it, it's not as bad, but I'm actually surprised because normally just about anything from New Belgium I think is wonderful, and I like it. But this one isn't quite tickling me as well.
But you could sprinkle it on your eggnog. Go ahead.
I hate eggnog. Can't stand it.
Oh, never mind then.
Really?
I'm kidding. Yeah, I love eggnog. Can I do it? Mm-hmm.
The funny thing about New Belgium is you actually cannot get that up in the Northeast yet. Apparently you can get it in Indiana?
No.
No. Where the fuck is Luke?
I'm in Iowa.
That's a new children's book, actually. Where
it started. It started with an I. Fuck.
The bullseye of the United States.
Yeah. Sorry, Luke.
Ish.
But yeah, so apparently they have their distributing set up so they can get out to Iowa. They can get out to North Carolina because I could get New Belgium in North Carolina, but not up here.
I think they're pretty Midwestern centralized because they're in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Yeah.
So I don't think they really go to the coasts that I've seen.
Well, we'll get in eventually. And when we do, I'm going to be all up and drinking it.
They actually make a really... this is going to be a complete fail, but they make a beer that's like four digits or three digits or something.
Yeah, the 1887 or something like that.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, three digits.
Out in Denver next week. I'm going to have to hook up with some. Anyway.
Oh, next week. Damn it. I should go.
To Denver?
I'm going
to
skip work and go. I'm going to skip work and I'll just join you. It'll be fun.
Cool.
I love the fuck out of Colorado. I will move there as soon as I can.
Really?
It's just not going to be for a couple years.
I don't know.
The high octave means he
wants
to.
New job that I start tomorrow, and they have a Denver office. And
oh, there you go.
Awesome.
You're in it. I mean, you're in it to win it with your Superman glass and everything. So
well, I'll be there next week, and like I always say, first round's on me, and 10th round, but whatever.
Right, but nobody remembers that round. So
nobody
gets
to that round.
So do you not like? So you're not a big fan of it because of that cinnamon, since it came up, and now you're like, oh, that's all you think about.
Well, it's a nutmeggy kind of flavor, and it's
the nutmeg.
It's okay. It's just a little bit too much. It hangs around a little too long.
All right. So you got the nutmeg ale, and we got Kate finished. Did you do both yours?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yes. In disgust, I might add.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's right, because I played the music. Hey, Doug, what do you got over there?
Last thing that I have is the Sam Adams Oktoberfest. And like I said about the American Oktoberfest, this one is a bit malty. The hops isn't too bad, but it's not as crisp as I would want in an Oktoberfest. And that's one of the things that I would like to see in American Oktoberfest beers is somebody trying to do something more of what you can import. Sam Adams Oktoberfest, it's decent if you can, you know, get it. Try it if you like it. Good for you. If you don't, you know, just don't fucking get it again. But I will say that
all right,
it is by far, in my opinion, better than what you will be able to drink in any type of pumpkin beers. And unless your thing is like nutmeg, unless you like a lot of spice in your beer, I'm not into that particular adjunct. And if you are, you know, good for you. If you're not, then obviously you know your beer and stay the fuck away from it.
That's true.
But you're not
so judgmental.
Wow.
Yeah.
So elitist.
No. It's not that I'm elitist. It's I have a
good
very...
taste. I know. I've heard it all before.
I've actually seen Doug walk into a bar, throw somebody's pint across the room, and spit in their face. It's just, it's tough to go out with him.
I know. He always does that. He's like, what the fuck are you drinking?
I will be the first person to say I have no ability to discern good taste in beer.
That's okay.
Yeah, but
at the same time, Kate, I am envious in the fact that you have that pumpkin, because I would have loved to have tried that.
I honestly, Doug, I would love to know what you think of it.
He'd like to try all everything. Right. That's his deal.
I would like to try it.
I'm just curious. I mean, yeah. Okay.
You always try everything once.
Try it and email
really
us
do.
All. Try it sometime over the next week or two and email us.
That's your homework, Doug.
And that's the homework that I can get behind. But no, seriously, that's the thing. Like, it's not like I'm opposed to trying anything. Like, I will try anything and everything.
That's not what you said last time I met you.
Waiting for Dave to say something.
Oh, Dave, you know we tried it. We tried it all.
Wow. See?
Pleasant dreams, you know, everyone.
There you go.
Because also, like, Doug, on the side of the bottle, it has all these stats that I would think somebody that's really interested in beer would like. Like, it says, like, what kind of kettle hops are used and what aroma hops are used and, you know, 19 degree Play-Doh, whatever that means. It just sounds like so professional. Maybe it doesn't mean anything, but.
No, that's the gravity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Am I the last one here?
I think so.
By the way, one thing real quick on the Sam Adams October. It's actually probably the best of the Sam Adams seasonals, in my opinion.
I would actually agree with that.
So it's kind of a good go-to if you know, a lot of places you go to, they don't really have a very interesting beer selection, right? So
that's what you go with.
It's an alternative.
That's your default next time you go to the store. But mine is the Polliner Brewery. This is ranked number 8 in the German breweries established in the 17th century by Munich Friars. Of course, I don't know if that really matters anymore, because if you notice, there's a ton of mergers and acquisitions that happen in the beer brewing industry. So whatever with that. It did say that it was important to the monks when they created this. Now consider this. So they're forced to fast during Lent, right? So all they can have is bread and water. Bread and water. Well, what is beer but bread and water? It's liquid bread, right? That's what everybody says. So yep. The monks were able to use this during their fasting periods without violating their promise to only have bread and water. So beer becomes a much more important thing when you find out you can have bread, water, and beer, because it adds a much more spicy lifestyle than just the other crap. The Pawner and the Hacker Shore have a history as being two of the eight or so that were able to be in the original Oktoberfest. So they've got that going for them too. So, and they're both imported, I think, by the same parent company, who happens to be owned or in group with Heineken. So people who are Heineken fans, you can trust this, I guess, because I don't know. You can actually, it's one of six
fans.
Yeah, there are probably Heineken fans, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, there was actually one of six breweries that were able to make Oktoberfest beers, and this was one of them. So that tells you how awesome it's going to be. So let's try this, even though I'm already almost gone. Actually, the beer's almost gone, not me. This beer is very similar, almost identically similar to the Hacker Shore, except it's got a little more back-end sweetness to it. But it's still a mild, crisp, like amber colored Märzen that's easy to drink. And again, I'm gonna fall back on Doug and say this is a good one for a celebration. By yourself, it's not gonna kick in the teeth and go, whoa, it's October time, it's time to drink pumpkin beer. It's definitely gonna fit more of a nice mild celebration with friends over, I don't know, a bonfire or something. The ABV on this little bastard.
You still burning those crosses?
I burn them every now and then. These can be both burned at the cross. They're both 5.8. So both beers are equal in that. And they were both sitting side by side at the store. So I had put some other stuff back just to get these because they're both Munich-based beers. They're both got that same quality to them. Uniquely, I'd say this one's a little darker in flavor, richer in flavor. But overall, either of them, I think, if you had to go to the store and there was both the Hacker Shore and the Pawner, they're both going to be a quality pick. They would be, I would think, something that Doug would choose over some of the other stuff that exists out there because it's just got that uniqueness. However, in that generalist, if you will, on its merits and qualities and what it will do for you. However, I don't think you're ever going to see this at a bar. So maybe you will. I don't know. I guess it depends on where you are. But I think if you can find it, it's neat to taste. However, at the same time, I think if you taste these are the type of beers where you walk away and you don't even really remember what you did, right? And not because you get drunk, but because they don't stand out. They're not exciting. They don't have weird-ass pumpkin flavor. They don't have like a weird allspice or any of that. So you drink them and have a good time, but I don't think the beers themselves really shine as like the quality product that's just going to blow your mind. They're just good.
So you're saying that we should embrace mediocrity.
It's mediocrity in a good way. It's right. Safe and it's flavorful and it's quality, where a lot of beers probably fall down under just the quality alone. And this is good beer. Doug, you were saying?
I think that the problem with the microbrew movement in the States and it's strive for, let's say, shelf space or a drinking share of the population is they keep trying to do a lot of weird things or adding things to their beer that try to differentiate themselves from other things, which is why you had the advent of the pumpkin beers and like the pumpkin beers with all the spice in them. You know, like, who knows who did the first one of those? But like it was a cascade effect through all the microbrews, and like, oh, so now we need to do a pumpkin beer and like have more spice or more whatever to try to differentiate ourselves from all the other fall beers. And it in my opinion, that just like deters from making a good beer. You're making what's probably a really good beer and just adding a bunch of shit in it that it tries to make it distinct, and it doesn't need to be distinct. It just needs to be good. And if it's good, people will drink it.
Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying.
I just got off my soapbox. Sorry.
So I see what you're saying and I agree to some degree, but I also embrace the idea of choice. So the ones that are good will tend to hang around, and the ones that aren't will tend to die off. And you're right in that the microbreweries right now, there's a crazy number of breweries out there, and everybody's trying a lot of crazy shit. Some of it's going to stick, some of it isn't, right? And I think that the ones that, that survive, that have a good product, you know, hopefully that's a good thing. That's capitalism, right?
I would agree with that because, but they can all make, it's all experimental, right? They don't have to, they all, there's no one brewery out there that just makes pumpkin beer. So they're all kind of experimenting with it. And it comes down to driving. It is, as Doug said, it's like my competitor's doing that. I have to do that too, because I could be not in a market that it could blossom and have all this potential. And I think it has at some degree blossomed to where there's a lot of people making that stuff. But overall though, there's not that many. When you go to the store, there's maybe one or two big ones. Everybody has their like corners of the shelf beer that's pumpkin-y in some way, but they're not as mass market as you think. Like there'll
Sam
be boxes.
Adams doesn't have a pumpkin.
No, or even Oktoberfest. Like everybody seems to have one, but only a couple of the companies really promote it to that degree where it's insanity.
Sam Adams has a pumpkin.
Do they?
Yeah, because I almost bought it today.
So I guess the meaning of life is this. There's a couple different styles of beers that you can have, right? You're going to have a beer that's primarily 42
styles of beers.
Yeah, there's 42. No, you got three. You got your traditional Munich style beer that's really just any other beer that doesn't stand out too much. Then you have, but it's good and it's quality. Of course, you could have shitty beer that's of this style, but in general, you're going to have a quality beer that's exciting, but not really standing out. Then you have your pumpkin beer, which is all crazy. And then you get your two standard types of pumpkin beers. You got your crazy pumpkin, and then you get pumpkin spice pumpkin pie. And out of those, I think the market kind of goes in that direction because they want to be able to make something that people go, holy crap. You know, they want that holy crap factor because that makes them money. You don't get that from these traditional beers, but yet I think in Germany and probably Europe and other places, they're not so excited about drinking beer that tastes like pumpkin as much as being able to celebrate the season. So, you know, we are blessed with being able to have a little of everything, and I think that's pretty good. But at the same time, you've got Doug's point of view, which is definitely more on the don't fuck with my beer, I just want a good beer. And then you have, I think, Dave and Kate, and to somewhat of an extent, Luke, which I think Luke's more, falling from what I could tell, more of a style that's similar to Doug, where you don't.
Well, the difference is we're right.
Yeah. But like Luke, are you a big pumpkin head, or do you just want a good beer?
No.
See, there you go. So if you have both, and I guess I'm going to side more on the lines of Doug and Luke because I don't like too much pumpkin in my beer. But at the same time, as Dave said, having one beer that has that isn't that bad as long as it doesn't taste like asshole. Like if it's a good pumpkin beer, I like the more subtle qualities, I think.
Right.
And you can
pumpkin
do that.
Doesn't taste like asshole.
No. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah. That was a little extreme.
That might have been.
I'm getting defensive now. My pumpkin beer.
No, I mean, your pumpkin beer might be fine, but I'm sure there's a pumpkin beer out there that does taste like asshole. Of course, but on the same time, there's probably a normal beer that tastes like asshole too.
I'm gonna Google pumpkin asshole. Oh, that's gonna be a mistake.
You're fucked.
That is a huge.
Yeah, that's
asshole.
A huge mistake.
Oh my god, Groyhole. Can I learn that from you guys?
Just don't post that link.
No.
It's the image search off.
No.
No, you can save search.
Save searches for pussies.
I'm down with the safe search.
First response is pretty horrible. But there's some pretty cool jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah, you can learn a lot from this.
Oh, and no, that's just wrong. That they should go to the doctor.
Yeah. Oh wow, that is. Oh, I see what you mean by pumpkin asshole.
Oh,
yeah.
Fine. Now I have to search.
No, you really don't. No, you don't. I mean, there's a lot of good goatsy ones, but
why would you do that?
At the same time, there's ones that aren't good. And yes, she does need to go to the doctor. Anyway, so what I was attempting to say is I wanted to clarify that I think everybody's got their own personal opinion of pumpkin beer, and that's fine. And I think that because, as Dave said, there's a variety for everybody, there's nothing to stop anybody from making a pumpkin infused beer or whatever it is, pumpkin fermented, because that is kind of our culture. And if there's anything that we could take away from it, having the more natural pumpkin is something that I think that maybe the U.S. can own, right? And other people could come here and go, what the fuck's wrong with you? But that's how our colonists kind of were raised, of course, with the spices and stuff. That's a little more marketing. But at the end of the day, you have your selection. People can go out there, buy their own seasonals, and I think the end result is most of them won't be too high on proof. So you got that going for you. Right. So, does anybody have any last minute comments or questions that you wanna express to the crowd? No. So we can all put on our party hats and get all crazy.
I just want to say that For as much of opinion as I spouted during this, I do want to say that I understand that there is a place for those spiced pumpkin
ales
or pumpkin beers. And in no way, shape, or form I want to discourage people from trying beers, because like Dave said, and like Derek, I know, you know, and Kate, you appreciate, and Luke, you deserve a medal for the amount of steps that you've taken from like when we started doing this to like what you drink now. I mean, like,
that's actually really true.
Apple teenies.
It really is. I've never had
an apple teenie.
Whatever it is.
But it was always just froofy little drinks and that kind of thing.
Luke, yeah. All I knew is Luke made us do those. What were those? Oh my God. What was that like?
Amaretto sours.
What was the fruity things that he made us do? Oh my God.
Yeah, the pucker.
Amaretto sours.
No.
Oh, the puckers.
Puckers.
Yeah.
Was that the liqueur?
I've only been saying
we did a pucker broadcast,
didn't we? I still have pucker in my car.
Why does nobody listen to me?
Sorry, Luke, don't go.
I'm still traumatized by the liqueur one that we did. That was too much.
That was a long time ago. You gotta.
My closing thoughts are like if it's a beer, if you've never tried it before, like just buy it and try it. Just to say that you've tried it. Try everything.
Try it, and if you could do the Luke style and get yourself the selected size and get six different beers, you could try six different pumpkin beers, or you could buy three beers you know you like, your safety beers, and then a couple other ones to kind of experiment and get yourself out there and grow as an individual.
There you go. Cheapest night out. Buy a $12 mixer.
There you go. So hopefully that'll help wrap it up and give people something to decide on. So this, my friends, is Derek for Kate, Dave, Doug, Luke over there on the other side of our screen. You've just been buzzed by Everyday Drinkers. You can check us out at everydaydrinkers.com. I did say that very good, huh? I mumbled a little bit because I've had two beers. I'm a lightweight. Everydaydrinkers.com. And of course, you can check us out on, youtube.com/everydaydrinkers. And that's where you can see Doug and me making cocktails every week. It's awesome.
And now my cam girl show starts.
Oh, just in time for him to start taking out his nipple clamps.
Yeah. Yep. I got a sexy little number. Because I'm a little tipsy and I feel sexy.
Yep. And
so, Dave, when you're...
Expect some text later.
I think you should have the gremlin theme going.
That's right. I like it.
If anybody receives a text from me, just turn your phone off and then throw it away.
I can't.
You drunk texting now already, Dave? I saw you finish that beer.
I don't need to be drunk.
To feel sexy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Fight.
All right, folks. You guys.
That was perfect.
Good show, everyone. Good show.
Hey, you know what? Anytime
look
you
at
can.
Derek frantically trying on all the costumes.
No, there's a random button.
Oh.
You just never know what you're going to get. See? I mean, all at once, whatever it is. Just like Dave, I like to take them all at once. Well, I mean, he's got to try out his new jaw. There you go.
Wow.
Wait, where's the rim shot?
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's about it.
You know,
oh,
the funny thing? The guys at the truck stop are going to be really disappointed because I can't open as much as they used to.
Oh, impromptu. Ask if I'm still here.
Oh, my God.
It's the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
What the hell is wrong with
you? There you go.
I should go grab my puppy and put her on the screen. She'll be traumatized for life.
Dude, I'm traumatized for life. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
It's like a creepier version of Wilford. Have you seen that?
Oh my God.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah. Dave's penis hurts.
Faces hurt after laughing.
Yeah.
You may need to get that checked out.
I know. If it happens for 4 hours, you know, you gotta do something about it. Doug, you are like a motionless beast. That's hilarious.
He's very
stoic. Doug, your picture quality when you're not moving
it's
is
awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah, when you move, forget it.
That's awesome.
That's exactly why I'm not moving.
Anyway, you guys want to start since we're about an hour behind?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's do it. There we go. There we go. Ready? I haven't done this in a while, so I get a prep. All right. There we go.
Why are you slapping your tits?
That's what I do. I don't know about this video thing. All right, here we go.
Thing there.
Welcome to Everyday. Hey!
Sidetracked already. Sorry.
Angry Monkey. All right, here we go. Ooh, I'm sweating. Welcome to Everyday Drinkers, episode
Take
number.
Take your shirt off.
Hey, fellas.
Here, wait, I'll join you.
I'm not going to say that it might be a good idea for this one, but maybe next time we can all take our shirts off.
Yeah, I'm not camera shy.
Hang on, let me add some baby oil to the shopping list.
All right, Derek, 1, 2, 3, go.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
I saw the pictures, and then I saw the pictures of Doug and the fingers.
Oh, so much jealousy.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
No, it was like, oh yeah, so no photos, and I was like, I'll give you a photo.
I got that photo.
Yeah, and then she was like, if it was me, I would have choreographed that, so I would have gotten the bird and the beers, so you could see everything.
I'm just trying to help.
I can, yeah, no, and that was good. I could actually do that.
He corrected
yeah,
himself.
So. You did do that.
So I'm glad. I appreciate the feedback in my first picture. And I'm glad that I, you know, made it the appropriate response.
I don't know if
response.
It was my interpretation, but I felt that the bird came across a little more strongly in the second photo.
Yeah. It's the depth of the bird.
No,
yeah.
No, it was definitely your interpretation because the first one was like, oh, you want a picture of my beers? Here you go. And then it was just my middle finger.
But yeah, it was pronounced. Great.
Depth of field and
right, but the thing is, Doug lost all of his emotional hatred by the second one because he's like, oh, now he's deflated.
I still felt
oh,
it.
Oh man,
I'll do it again.
Bird.
So I'm gonna have to take out a picture and just like do this.
That's gonna be.
That should be your Google Plus image. Like a little...
That'd be it. Just like bang.
Get Doug up there.
Doug needs to talk when he's cursing.
Heavy.
Do it, Doug.
Do what?
See, if you talk, you get the big screen. See, watch what I do. No, here.
Okay.
Hey.
You can click on him and get the big screen too, right?
Oh, maybe.
No, actually, you see, I inadvertently like double clicked on somebody, and now it's just stuck on Dave.
Oh wow, I can mute too.
Yeah. I think you have to click. I don't. I think you might have to click the main screen, or there was something they have to do to click to make that go away.
I've so I'm sure that. The video right. talk is thrilling for all the people listening to a podcast.
That's just true. Yeah. That's why we have Luke. He edits.
The way that Sam Adams has their brewery set up and their distribution, I think most people can get Sam Adams seasonals.
So, pretty sure we don't podcast Equatorial Africa or anything, so we'll probably be all right.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'll have to check my stats.
You'd be surprised.
Yep.
Maybe that's what the clicks in the audio are.
Maybe.
Automatic translate for Google.
Oh, that was wrong. Oh, that was so wrong.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
No.
I don't know what you just said.
You made it vaguely racist. You just kind of hammered it home.
Yeah, I think we got like penis in the first 2 minutes, and we got our first racial slur in the first 5.
Yeah,
so we're doing well today.
I mean, if you don't get penis within the first 2 minutes, then you're not hot enough.
It's off. It's not going to be a good podcast.
Right. Nobody's called Derek a faggot yet, right?
Well, I guess that cancels that out.
There you go. Now we're all set.
Wait a second.
We're the trifecta of wrong.
Dave got all three.
Am I the only person that's seen? Have the gods gone crazy?
You know, the gods.
What?
Oi! The gods gone crazy?
No.
The gods must be crazy.
Yeah.
With the coke bottle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with exactly. The coke. That's how they talk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen that. Probably. I'll believe you, but it hurt clicking.
That must be crazy.
All right.
This is anyway. Derek trying to move slowly away from racial territory.
Oh my god! I'm gonna shut up for a second.
No, I mean he could be right. We're just taking a small slice of the segment and stereotypically saying something about them, which is what we always do. So par for the course.
Somebody say something stupid about beer.
Well, last time I heard something stupid about beer, I think it was Doug. But I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Last week on the podcast, you had said something that was mysterious and different.
I did?
Remember what? Didn't you say, I can't believe I said something
stupid?
You
guys better not have podcasted last week. What?
No.
Got yeah, so one. That, Doug, you're a movie star now, huh?
Yeah, he's a little movie star.
Like a YouTube hero and all that?
He's got stalkers and all that shit.
You got groupies? Well, nice.
No groupies, just stalkers.
Yeah.
So mostly stalkers. It's really the beard that does it.
Yeah. Or alcohol. Right. Now, I think 2 weeks ago he had the beard and the hat, and somebody said, "Whoa, Doug, you look like a rapist." I thought that was pretty good.
It's always a good comment to get.
Yeah.
That person is way off. Everybody knows that rapists wear hoodies.
Well, there you go. Problem solved. Doug, just never wear a hoodie on the show. I think Doug's losing his shit. Do you need a moment over there?
Why don't you talk about your beer, Doug?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I guess I'll
is Kate really phone. Quiet for anybody else?
She is now.
Hold on, man. Let me get that microphone. I was afraid of the breathing.
Oh, my God. So loud.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Doug, what are you doing? Is anybody else see Doug standing himself? Complete still?
Doug looked so happy when the birthday hat was on. Just the smile on his face.
Oh, Google Hangout effects. They give you something to do. Yeah, you have to click on the effects.
Octo.
Is that a Capri Sun?
Dude, if you take Capri Sun and inject vodka into them, it is... greatest thing ever. That was not the appropriate time for a one shot.
Oh my god, that was perfect.
The Octo Festival Ale tastes to me a little bit more like a red than it does an Oktoberfest. But it's kind of a...
Look at Doug's halo.
It's suspended way too far.
Doug. It's like floating away.
I don't think Doug's all...
Yes, it's floating away.
Doug hasn't made it back yet. I think he actually just really lost his shit. You might want to pause for a second and let Doug...
Look at Luke.
I'm sorry. I was so dejected.
I was just gonna say, like, so dejected. It's that. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm done.
Back around to Luke.
Let's see. If I mute Doug, I mute him for everybody.
Oh, my face actually hurts right here.
Did you just say your fuck face hurts?
No.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard too. Oh.
Apparently I said that then. If everybody heard
Way
it.
Way to have enough tact to not say that.
Hey, you know. So you were saying.
Okay. Yeah. Also perfect timing. Oh boy. Okay. So, yeah. So I mean, it's.
What are you gonna do?
What was that?
I don't know what's going on.
Doug, unsatisfied with Google effects, has moved on to his own sound effects.
So yeah.
See.
Sorry.
Yeah, we thought Google Hangouts was
I just thought I'd put it. You're running out of time.
All right.
Oh god.
He was just dying to click that one.
I've had my mouse over for a while waiting for somebody to say something that would fit.
Because Dave's been talking for like a half a second and he put the timer on.
All right, no more pumpkin.
What the hell?
Was that drama? I was wondering.
Yeah, that was drama.
I like that one.
Good job, Dave. Wait, did you just really finish that entire thing? Wait, wow, that's kind of weird. That's
his mouth isn't wired shut. He can do amazing things.
This is like Doug.
Yes, I can't ask Doug.
Did you see Doug doing Jaeger bombs? We did Jaeger bombs one day, and like I'm chugging this thing, and Doug's just like done. I'm like, dude, really? It was wrong.
Yeah, I'm a big fat guy, so I can drink.
Is that how that works?
Thinking about it. Yeah.
Okay. So right, now that you did that.
Which I agree, Doug. It's like a. It's.
It's what?
Did he just.
We lost Dave.
Uh oh.
How did he.
But
wait,
from
there
what
you
I've
go.
Seen, the Meritons that I've had to. Yeah.
Sweeter, sorry.
You're skipping out there for a second. Are you back now, Dave?
Yeah. I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, you.
All were. Right, start again.
Start with that drinking of that other beer.
Welcome to every dinner.
No, from where you chug the beer.
Yeah, I'm getting some pauses in both the video and the audio, so I'm not sure what's up.
That would probably be
your,
shitty ass connection.
On my side.
Just because you keep pausing for some reason, yeah. Like it keeps freezing.
Might be a content filter. People realizing that I shouldn't be on.
Giving you like a 3 second delay.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, that's just wrong. You're not
filtering. Okay, is this appropriate? What are you saying? Okay, go.
Go.
Right.
Yeah, I'm drowning in that, and just thinking about all that.
Oh God, really? Hold on.
Oh Lord, no more hangouts.
I want to hear the sad trombone.
Do they have one?
Yeah.
You could play it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Dave is gone.
Oh, we lost Dave
oh, that
on that.
He
got fed up. What are you doing?
Oh, man, where'd Dave go? I hear him.
Back.
Oh, you're back, Dave. Where'd he
Firefox
go?
Firefox shat itself.
Oh,
sorry.
There he is. Oh, it happens. Hey, I've
seriously,
my sister's been shatting itself.
I'm done talking. I'm sorry.
So go ahead, Dave, with your in-depth review.
Yeah, in-depth, right.
Oh, now I'm getting voicemails.
Right. I also like to put up a schedule of when I'm home or not and an outline of my house key.
Who calls people at 11:07 at night?
I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to... Oh, crap, one minute. Stop.
Oh, down there. Wait, I bet you don't see that too often.
What the hell is going on?
Hey, Derek. I'm just letting you know, if we have one more reboot, I am just dropping. I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just dropping.
We should be good
okay,
now.
So Kate's reviewing her second beer soon. Right away.
Well, where's Doug?
No, he always leaves obviously. When you leave.
Oh, okay.
Because he's an elitist... whore, and he okay. can't like hang out and talk with us.
Kate, if you're gonna leave though, you gotta make sure you throw your headset down violently and just fuck you guys in the background.
Yes. Oh.
Remember that time?
Lie about is that. That's what you're referring to. That time. I really want to hear
but
it.
It's because I had to pee and I was trying to go fast. So I was like, whipped it off, running for the bathroom.
Whoa. Wait.
I just meant more. If you're going to have an exit, you know, do it well.
Dramatic.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Why is Doug on the big screen?
what's your go-to pumpkin beer?
He looks so grumpy. I'm so uncomfortable right now. Because I know he's just thinking, why is she talking about pumpkin that's not even a real beer? My go-to pumpkin beer would be the Classic Shipyard.
Classic. So you're into more of the beer pumpkin-ish beer than it is the non.
I'm 100% fine with fake tasting pumpkin beer, which definitely I would say Shipyard is. You guys are there. Leave it on Luke. He's not putting on party hats. Dig it up.
Don't draw attention to me. Stop it. I'm ugly.
Ever.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
I think I gave my review.
So you were saying?
I mean, of all the pumpkin beers I've ever had, probably the best tasting one for a true pumpkin would be the pumpkin.
Are you trying to deep throat your microphone, Derek?
What? No,
getting in close.
I'm hiding behind it.
Look at how judgmental Doug looks.
I know.
Is anyone doing that?
It looks like a profile picture.
You know what it looks like? It looks like very condescending. Like, oh, I'm so sorry that you drink pumpkin beer.
Are you?
If anyone else puts fake glasses on right now, it's a fucking hipster fest now. Fuck you all.
Kate, I'll look you right in the eye right now and tell you I don't have a problem with your pumpkin beer.
It's a black eye.
Yeah,
because I don't see any eyes there.
Well, I mean,
because the thing is, I'm a true everyday drinker. I'm not a snobby drinker like you guys.
I mean, I don't have a problem with flavored beers in general, as long as they taste good. You know what I mean? Some of them they try too hard and it winds up being something crazy.
Doug, put your eyebrows
Harpoon
down.
Winter Warmer comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, the Winter Warmers.
Yeah,
that was. It warmed me up.
But other than that, I mean, it seems like anything's fair game with beer these days. So why not? You know, I feel like a great drink.
Stick account. Your dick in it, whatever.
So anyway, just like to...
They frown on that at the bar.
If I can wrap
Swivel
this up...
Swivel dick?
You can wrap it up in a second. Hold on, Dave. We'll wait for Dave.
No. Carry on. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Are we all done saying dick? Oh. Okay, I'm done. Go.
I'm good.
You know what this is?
What? This is the podcast.
That's how this I feel right now.
Come on.
A mess.
Go.
Right.
Now versus.
What? What's your problem?
It's not like we're like a bunch of like extremely distracted individuals anyway.
That's actually a really good point. Yeah. We really need this extra stimulation in order to.
No.
I have to edit this, guys.
This is in no way, shape, or form going to be like coherent.
It's perfect. Dude, it's always perfect.
Anyway.
Who's in a bar right now?
Yeah, who has a TV going?
Oh, is that a TV?
No one has a TV going. That's people outside my door. Sorry.
Oh, no shit.
All right, you open the door and you tell them to shut the fuck up.
Shut up. We're podcasting.
We're podcasting, fuckers.
Interestingly.
Bonus if there's a fight, by the way.
Exactly.
I would watch that.
There's a fight every night here. You kidding me? This is why my place is called the Danger Zone.
Sweet. Just like Kenny Loggins. So...